This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hinnon. Hi, everybody. We have a real live national anthem singer on the program today. Someone singing the Star Spangled Banner for Mike Pence and the crowd in Minnesota tonight from Bemidji, Minnesota. Kind of a neat story, so stay tuned for that. Jim the Flagpole Guy will be here. Catherine Helgus Bergum will be here to talk about Recovery Reinvented, a big event coming up after Labor Day. A lot to talk about today on the program, and we'll get in more of your calls, questions, and comments on anything in the news at 800-228-0550. So before the break, Frank in Washington Springs, South Dakota, was telling us about a book, and your takeaway from the book was you were disappointed, basically, that sounded to me like John McCain and the swamp were just not doing enough for the prisoners of war, in your view?
Right. I would strongly encourage you and your listeners to read that book, An Enormous Crime, by, I think it's Bill Hendon. He was a congressman from North Carolina that was fighting to get it recognized that there were still living POWs and they needed to get out of there. If you see a picture of the book, the cover is a picture of a surveillance satellite photo taken in 1988 of a, it's got USA of some prisoner made it in rocks, a USA, and then a symbol that your commandos have when that shows that they're captured and trying to still need to be got out of there.
Well, that's interesting. I've not heard of the book. I'm glad you raised
it. Yeah, it came out in 2007. It's published, and he was one of the main guys researching all that. Grassley was a good man working on it, but it's real sickening. I think they put McCain in there because he had been a prisoner of war, and nobody would believe he would turn against the prisoners of war.
Well, and after reading it, what motivation would John McCain have not to be a positive force for the families of POW?
Well, I think he just followed his orders from whoever runs him. And that's my opinion.
Interesting.
The idea was he was fighting in the Senate to normalize relations with Vietnam, which I think somebody mentioned the New World Order on your program today, and that's what they wanted so they could keep making more money there.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate you calling and bringing our attention to it, for sure. Thanks a bunch. Thanks for listening. And
thank you for your time, and I encourage your readers, your listeners, and I learn a lot from your program, so thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That is very kind of you. We appreciate that very much. Speaking of John McCain, when we learned of his death, one thing I was very hopeful for, and actually even posted on my social media to say, can we just not be about politics when somebody dies? Can we just honor their service? In this case, he served this country in the U.S. Navy, in the U.S. Senate. Can we just be about that? You know, not wanting to have this back and forth. And within a day, we get news that the direction Senator John McCain gave his family was that he did not want Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, at his funeral. Now, I don't know how you can get any more petty than that. Myself. That seems pretty bad. Last night we learned. Same thing for Sarah Palin. His running mate, for crying out loud. And I remember very well very well. Watch that whole thing closely. One, I had a friend in the middle of it because Tim Pawlenty was supposed to be the pick. Everybody thought Pawlenty would be the pick, right? And the problem was he just didn't bring enough oomph, you know, energy, they thought. So they go with Sarah Palin. And the roof explodes, right? I mean, she brought all the energy they wanted and more. I mean, crowds go from 6,000 and 8,000 people to 30,000 people, right? She does everything she's supposed to do. The closest John McCain came to the presidency was because his selection of Sarah Palin. And this is the thing she gets? Who does that? Who says, I don't want you at my funeral? I don't know. I think if I'm dying, it's just not a place I go. Wouldn't you just sort of let all that roll off your back? Wow. It is so bizarre. My only point in raising this is, my hope obviously went out the window, a number of reasons, but John McCain owns it. He owns the, you know, the, if this became petty and became, you know, a tit for tat and at a time when you're, you know, trying to honor somebody, I don't know. I'm just, the whole thing makes me, you know, it's just sad. It really is. It's sad that you can't just say, let's just not go there. But I have to tell you, the swamp doesn't operate under normal decorum. Swamp doesn't have a governor to say, no, let's not go there. Swamp just continues to punch you when you're down. They just want to, you know, that's why this is a battle we face right now. And a lot of people don't like the fact that Donald Trump fights back. They don't like the fact that he punches back. I don't like the fact that he punches down. I get that he's got to punch back. In other words, Bob Mueller trying to take down his presidency with a witch hunt, he's got to punch back against that. Because the media is not going to write the fair story. They're not going to, he has to bust his way into the, you know, the media. I get that. But to me, punching down is some, you know, what's her name? Maxine Waters. That's punching down. You know, ignore the woman. Ignore the woman. She's a gadfly. You got to believe that 3/4 of the Democratic caucus roll their eyes when she gets within 50 feet just because of her antics. So I personally don't like him punching down, but here's the deal. Donald Trump defied every political norm. Donald Trump shattered any idea of, well, here's how it works. You know, you get this, and then you do this, and then you go there. I mean, it's just, he shouldn't be president of the United States by any rational review of how politics works. He shouldn't. He is. He did. Do you know how? By being who Donald Trump is. And that includes tweeting. That includes punching down. That includes taking on critics. That includes being, you know, brash and you know, a tad rude in public. Very kind, we understand, in public, in private, rather. You know, as Stephen Moore famously said, I think he said it on this show. Oh, I forget. It might have been at one of the conferences he spoke at. Donald Trump, he said, I worked for a lot of politicians in my day, a lot of them. And I've never seen anybody, he said, most of them are really, really nice in public and total jerks in private. And he said, Donald Trump, exact opposite. Very nice in private, and could be a real jerk in public. My point is, he is who he is, and it's what got him here. So it's a little naive to now say, gosh, don't do that. And if you do a little less of this and a little of that, because he got there doing what he does, not listening to anybody. So, he's going to continue to do that. But the idea that he's the brash one, he's the rude one, he's the, you know, bull roar. He's taking on the Trump. He's taking on the swamp. Trump v. Swamp. That's what's going on. And he's doing it the way he got to where he's at. And the idea that, you know, he's the bully and he's the you know, awful one. And John McCain over here, Mr. Decorum and, oh, a hero and, you know, a prisoner of war. You can't say anything about him. You can't do anything about that. John McCain is the jerk in this battle. Can you? I mean, I didn't like when Donald Trump said that he liked his heroes not getting captured. Mostly from the standpoint of just you can't say that because now that's all anybody's going to talk about forever when your name comes up with John McCain's. Not that you can't say it. You, of course, say anything you want, but there's a consequence to it. But that was how many years ago? With Frank Luntz on some panel before the election. Talking about something completely different now. Texter says, I feel for McCain's passing, but my goodness, the media coverage is getting old, acting like he was president or something. Well, he was a media darling. And also, if they praise McCain, it's a way of them of punching Trump. See how that works? Exactly. Somebody else says Hillary is the only one Trump could beat. I don't think you're right about that. We'll never know.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our man CJ and Dak Diesel and the crew are quite busy today and waiting for you to say, all right, enough already. I want to do this and do it right. I want to get diesel repair, diesel maintenance done by a pro. That's CJ and the team at DakDiesel.com, and now a growing team of folks going to work for you as well. You know, when the diesel truck or the tractor's out of commission and, you know, slowing you down, you're not getting stuff done, not good. Not good at all, especially this time of year. So bring it into a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles. That's the nice thing about DAC Diesel. They're all about diesel. You know, you want somebody that's all they do all day long is the diesel. They've seen it all. You'll find that shop at DAC Diesel, Bismarck, North Dakota. Count on their expertise and the mechanics to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. All the list of the things they do at DACDiesel.com, or you can call them for an appointment right now, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. What's on your mind on this Thursday? You call me at 800-228-0550. Kathy in Grand Forks wanted to weigh in on this McCain-Trump thing here. What's on your mind, Kathy?
Well, it's unfortunate that his true mask has come off. I mean, his mask has come off, and the true character of the man has come through. He was all of the nice things that people say about him. He was a war hero. He was all of those things. And during his presidential run with Palin's pick, she was the draw, not him. And for him to disparage her after his death, not face to face, is really, really petty. And the same with President Trump. He is the president. Didn't have to invite him to give a eulogy or anything. But to have a guest list who can and cannot attend the funeral is bizarre. We all have plans to make at the time of our death. And how we make them, you know, is our choice. But you don't have a guest list of who can and cannot attend.
It's just the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life. And, again, yeah. It's very swamp-like behavior. And I think, unfortunately, the McCain... I don't want to say bad things about John McCain. He's passed away. I'd rather we just honor his service and we say, you know, lay him to rest. But, you know, I mean, they're the ones that are putting this out. I don't know how you just sort of ignore it. I don't think you do. A Democrat says this. I want you to respond for me, Kathy. A Democrat listener says, Scott, your comments that continue about McCain are really starting to look poorly on you. He is dead. These disagreements could have been discussed any time before his death. Since he's no longer around to defend himself, let's have some decorum. We used to focus on the positions, not kick a man when he was down, or in this case, when he is dead. Do you think I'm doing that?
No, I don't. I think you're just commenting like the like so many of us, how petty it is that he chose the way to disparage someone, and so they can't have a face-to-face conversation. It doesn't have to be an argument or screaming match or boxing match. It's just a disagreement between people. But he, the position that he was in for so many years, is just very, very sad that he leaves this stain on it in his passing. I think we should all say an extra little prayer for him, because I don't know about you, but my religion is very important to me. And if I thought that poorly of someone, at the time of my death, I should be focusing on something else. Well, even before then, we should focus on other things. But
right, yeah.
It's just very, very sad. One thing off that subject is the state is considered leaning Republican. I think the state should be Republican. It should be far right. We're the heartland. We've got so many natural resources in our farm country, our natural resources with oil and all of this stuff is very important to all of America and actually globally. So we should be.
Well, I think we are. Kathy, I actually think we are Republican, and I think what you're looking at is some of the polls related to, for instance, the Senate race. And they, you know, they're dealing with the public polls that have, I don't know, if, I can't remember, but 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%. Lead for Congressman Cramer. I think the private polls, a lot of them in both campaigns, have a considerably larger lead. So it'll eventually change, I think, when they get caught up with the other polling that's out there. But I think that's what's that about. It's Republican. Look at how Trump won by. I mean, it's a Republican state. There's no doubt about it.
And the way that he handles himself may not be everyone's cup of tea, but he's getting the job done, and that's why he was elected. And if if he doesn't make another time around, we're going to be so in trouble. So
yeah, Kathy, I appreciate the call. Absolutely, great to talk to you. Process should be the secondary concern. Results ought to be the first concern. There's no doubt about it. All right. So Myrna in Minot wants to talk about John McCain. John in Southwest North Dakota, you're on deck to talk about Kelly Armstrong. Before I do that, neat story. Mike Pence is in Minnesota today, down in the Twin Cities, and a friend of mine is on his way down to the Twin Cities to take this in, Bill Batchelder. And Bill, of course, has Bemidji Woolen Mills, one of my favorite stops whenever I'm in Paul Bunyan country. And he's escorting somebody down who's a very important voice for the event at the Mike Pence event. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well this morning. It's a very, very exciting day down here in Bloomington, Minnesota.
And you have some special cargo that you're bringing along today. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We actually just arrived at the Radisson Blu in Bloomington, and they had to open the doors 2 hours early because the line looks to be about a mile long. I have no idea, Scott, how they're going to fit everybody into the ballroom. But Mr. Joe Vinny was honored to be asked to sing the national anthem in front of Vice President Pence and all the other great Republican candidates that are running in the state of Minnesota. And Joe Vinny has had a very venerable life here in Bemidji, Minnesota, doing many different things. But currently he's running for mayor of Bemidji. And I'm going to put Joe on. And remember a couple years ago, Scott, we had the Chem Drum and Bugle Corps, and we performed in your studio. And Joe has been practicing the national anthem a little bit on the way down. We left at 5:30 this morning from Bemidji. And Joe, if we ask him nicely, you can talk to him here in a second. Maybe he'll sing the first verse of the national anthem so all the great folks in North Dakota can get a hold of Dawson at the Republican headquarters in Fargo, and maybe he could sing the national anthem of President Trump. But here's there Joe Vinny from Bemidji.
Good idea. Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hello, Joe Vinny.
Hey,
I thought I was going to give you an audition, but maybe not.
Well, no, I'd love it. Give us the first line. We'd love it.
Okay, here's the end stanza.
Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
There you have it for the end stanza.
That is like unbelievable, Joe. Wow. Yeah, well, I think that's a good idea. And you're going to be singing for the vice president tonight, right?
Yes, I am. This is a nonpartisan thing. I'm a populist grassroots person. I'm a retired county commissioner, juvenile corrections facility administrator of many years, and also a performing artist. I do all of these things also and only to serve the public. And that's me, Joe Vinny,
that's you.
V-E-N-E.
And he's going to be the next mayor of Bemidji. Good luck, Joe. Have a great time singing, and I'm sure the phone's going to be ringing off the hook now. Dawson's line there at the Republican Party headquarters in Fargo. Take care.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A memorial service for the late Republican Senator John McCain will be held later this morning at a church in Phoenix, Arizona, and former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden will, at John McCain's request, be delivering the eulogy. McCain spoke about his friend last October.
Some of the dear friends that I have are on the other side of the aisle. My beloved friend Joe Biden, he and I fight. Oh, we used to fight. But we were friends, and when it came time to settle something, because we were of goodwill, we could get it settled and resolved.
Fire officials in Jacksonville, Florida say the video game tourney where a deadly mass shooting happened on Sunday never should have taken place. Chicago Pizza in the Jacksonville Landing didn't have the proper permit to hold the event. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by High Plains Apache. The 2019s are in right now, so if you want to start shopping for some very, very nice sprayers, I would head to a High Plains Apache location near you, Mandan, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29, or you can browse right now at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. Besides the 2019s and a great selection of used sprayers as well, the nice thing about the folks at High Plains Apache is they have all the parts you need. They have that ET ag center that allows you, you know, you need a part, they got a part. And 99.9% of the time they're going to have it. If they don't, they'll have it shipped in. So highplainsapache.com, Mandan, Frontier, online at highplainsapache.com. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, the First Lady of our great state of North Dakota is going to be here to talk about a really neat event that is happening next week. But first, these calls have been waiting for a while, so who'd I promise first? Myrna in Minot. What's on your mind, Myrna?
Yes, I have a comment about the negative things that have been said by McCain. There's a lot of criticism, but I don't think anybody has stopped to consider that he had a brain tumor, and he said those things while he had a brain tumor. So those things have to be taken into consideration. You know, he may not have meant what he said, but, you know, when you have a brain tumor, you don't always say what you want to say. So I think that should be brought out. Sure. And I think that would kind of smooth things over. What he said may have been wrong, you know, according to some people. I don't know the man. But I think that some consideration ought to be given to him for his physical and mental condition, because I think that would kind of change things a bit.
I guess that's a consideration, Myrna, that we should consider. I appreciate you bringing it up. I would think the family would be able to say, you know, I don't know if he's, you know, this doesn't sound like him or whatever, versus, no, this is what he wants. But I take your point. Last one before we go to our guest, John, Southwest North Dakota. Where are you listening at today, John?
We're kind of out by Dickinson area.
All right, and, nice. What's on your mind?
Kelly Armstrong was our senator in the district next to us, and it's great that you have Congressman Kramer on a lot, but sure like to hear could you invite Kelly Armstrong on to speak for once in a while?
Of course. So we've had Kelly on, and maybe not as much as Kevin, because Kevin's here a week, you know, every hour. So I guess it just seems like he's here more, but. Kelly Armstrong is welcome on these airwaves anytime. We've had Mac Armstrong or Mac Schneider on as well. Get my names messed up. Kelly Armstrong, Mac Schneider as well. So I do give him credit, unlike Heidi Heitkamp, who doesn't like to hear from anybody that doesn't agree with her and goes to, you know, sort of staged cozy events with people she knows. Mac has not been afraid to, but we've had Kelly on a few times. I think most recently the State Fair. We did a hour talk radio town hall there, but I'm all for it. And his team knows it. If they've got time on the schedule, they call us, we'll get them on the air. So a good suggestion, John, and we'll get a little more purposeful about it between now and November, okay?
Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for the call, John. 800-228-0550. Our next guest is the First Lady of this wonderful state of ours, North Dakota. Catherine Helgus Burgum is here to talk about a great event next week, Recovery Reinvented 2018. Catherine, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You bet. Glad to have you back on the show. You've done so much work in your time as First Lady on this recovery issue. And now you have an event on the calendar, September 5th. Talk a little bit about what's happened to date and how this event will fit into the big plan.
Right. Well, thank you for the opportunity for us to talk about this today. We're so excited about Recovery Reinvented. It's, as you mentioned, next Wednesday, September 5th, at the Fargo Civic Center. And, you know, really this event this year builds off the momentum of the first Recovery Reinvented we had last year in Bismarck. And we're continuing with the theme, which is my platform of eliminating the stigma of addiction. And this year we're going to be focusing on the science of addiction, especially as it relates to the brain. And then we'll also be talking about empowering communities to build recovery support in communities. So we have several speakers. It's a very fast-paced day full of information and kind of like a TEDx conference. And all those speakers will be focusing on those topics. But in addition, you know, we want to recognize the people that in our state that are making a difference and blazing new trails and they're innovating. And so we have a lot of award winners we're going to be sharing with everyone, and as well as a lot of new initiatives. We'll be updating on what we did, on what we've done since the conference last year. Last year, we announced that we were going to have an Innovate Recovery competition. We will be focusing on the winner, showcasing the winner at this year's conference. Last year, we gave out Narcan, which is the overdose reversal drug. And 5 days after Recovery Reinvented, parents revived their son who had overdosed in their home with the Narcan they received at Recovery Reinvented. And so that drug just helped save so many lives. So we're going to be giving out Narcan again this year at Recovery Reinvented. We've got an expo where a lot of resources will be available for people who, you know, need more information about treatment or recovery support programs, shelters, you know, a lot of people will be there. So the expo is going to be great too. And then one thing I'm really excited about is we have performance art as a part of the conference as well. It's a way to incorporate, you know, the connection between kind of addiction and music and art. And so we have a lot of great performers. We can showcase the immense talent we have in North Dakota. And so anyway, it's a full day and Doug and I are so excited about it. And, you know, as you know, we're both so passionate about, you know, helping people struggling with this disease, and we are so grateful for the opportunity to do the work.
As you take all this work that's gone on, the Recovery Reinvented events and everything in between, and, you know, the attention to this, you work with the White House and the programs they're doing, what do you see as a realistic goal, something that you think we can look back a few years down the road and say, you know, we did this because of what we're doing and having this conversation? What do you hope happens?
Well, I believe it is a realistic goal to eliminate the stigma around the chronic disease of addiction. You know, after Recovery Reinvented, so many people came up to me and to Doug and said, you know, I feel like things are changing. I feel like there's more conversation about addiction. I feel like, you know, more people are talking about it. And I started thinking, well, you know, feelings are one thing, but data moves the needle. Data gets the funding. Data can change minds. So we actually did the first ever statewide stigma survey to understand where we are on stigma in North Dakota. No other state has ever done this. And so we are going to be announcing those survey results at Recovery Reinvented. And then every year we can measure against that same baseline to see, you know, are we truly moving the needle? But we are going to have so many people focused on talking about the chronic disease of addiction, because just talking about it will normalize the conversation. So pretty soon, you know, people are going to be talking about addiction, or people they know that suffer from it or struggle with it, just like they're talking about their friends or family that have diabetes. And I believe, you know, I'm getting emotional about this topic, but I just believe that we can do that in North Dakota, because, you know, we're a small state of, you know, caring people who, you know, almost everyone is affected by this. So I just truly believe we can unite to make that difference and end the stigma in North Dakota.
Well, it touches so many families. I mean, there's it's everywhere, and that's the great thing about this conversation, that it's happening and people are open and honest about it and helping each other. There is no admission for this. It costs you nothing. It includes lunch. You can register right now at recoveryreinvented.com. It's open to the public. This is for everybody. They'll have regular updates on Facebook and Twitter. And the other thing is the lineup of speakers is pretty amazing. When you think of the expertise that'll be there. One is Lori Du, a veteran news anchor, host of the shows on Fox and other places as well. And Lori has an interesting story that'll be inspiring for people to hear. Do you agree, Catherine?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lori is someone who is in recovery, who was at an event. She didn't think there was going to be any press there, and she talked about her recovery and then was outed, by the press after that. And so she's kind of made it her mission to eliminate the stigma as well. And so she does have a great story to tell, absolutely. And then we have Adam Martin, who's a local guy. More people know about him these days, but he's got the F5 Project. You know, he's helping people with felonies get back to work. You know, 80% of the people in our prison system have an addiction, and they need treatment and not incarceration. And we've got this great program called Free Through Recovery, which is actually diverting more people away from the criminal justice system into their communities to get recovery support in their communities. And it's a fantastic program that's really working, helping to reduce the number of people in our prison system in North Dakota. So it's awesome. Anyway, yeah. So we've got other speakers as well, that it's just going to be fantastic.
RecoveryReinvented.com. And, if you have to put a percentage on this, how far along the way are you on reinventing recovery in North Dakota, would you say, so far?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, I think I would say we're about 40% there.
And, yeah, I agree. I think a third of it's just having the conversation, you know, and getting people actually to discuss it. And you really have done a good job with that. People are talking about this. Right? I mean, that's...
You know, the one... And Scott, I know you focus nationally on things too, it's a federal system. And, you know, the one thing that's been really interesting to me is the number of times I get invited to the White House or to meetings with people like Kellyanne and people that are trying to make a difference on this front. You know, they want somebody in recovery at the table to help. And, you know, nationally, stigma is the topic that, you know, a lot of people are focusing on. So I do believe that we're making, and I believe that the survey, I would have loved to do the survey before Recovery Reinvented last year, you know, to see how we are moving the needle. But I believe, you know, that we're, you know, I'd say we're 40% there. So
That's great. RecoveryReinvented.com is the website for all the details and to register. And it's Wednesday, so less than a week away, Fargo Civic Center. Admission free, open to the public, includes lunch. Thank you, Catherine. Appreciate the time and all of your efforts on this front. It's great.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. Thanks for all you do, and really appreciate you having
You're
me on your show today.
To the program that asks a Take very care. Important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Do you remember that show, folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen? And the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence. Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In a row now, Todd. And I've said, what the heck? Where'd that show go? Right about this time.
Only three? I mean, that seems to happen all the time. Good problem to have.
It just seems like we've just been on like a little treadmill here, cranking along on all kinds of great topics, and now we have to leave the air. Gal, darn it, I don't want to leave the air. But we'll be back. We'll be back in a few short hours. And my friend Jim is on the phone. He's the flagpole guy. They know him as the flagpole guy. He's traipsing all over the fruited plain, delivering freedom in the Tyranny assault vehicle. You can't miss him. That thing looks like, a NASA launch pad is what it does. All red, white, and blue, and it's what it's carrying is flagpoles all across the great state of North Dakota. How are you today, Jim?
Hey, Scott, thank you. I'm doing very well. I hope you're well. Sounds like you're well. And good show today. I was just saying a little prayer myself for John McCain and his family. It's kind of a shame that he took bitterness to the grave. You know, we're supposed to lose that while we're here on earth. I hope it was the tumor. I hope that he did have the opportunity to not carry that to the grave. That's not good. So that's my point on it. And how good – did you see that picture? I'd like – anybody that wants to see a really cool picture of a flagpole, it was the one that I took this morning at after sunrise. And – well, how about that background, Scott?
Oh, my gosh. I just can't even believe it. Now, where is this at? Where'd you take this one?
Oh, about 15 miles south of Tioga on 1804. My hero this week is Kelly. She purchased the flagpole in honor of her lineage. It was her grandfather's property, and Dad passed it to her. And what a beautiful place. And she livened She posted where she stood right out in her front yard so that the road could see, as she could see it, a 25-foot dark anodized, black anodized flagpole, and with a 5x8 flag. And what a wonderful human being she is, and I'm happy to have served her.
And of course, you're not going to stop there because you're going you're going to Bill Barth Ford and Mandan today. You're going to be in Anamoose tomorrow. And these flagpoles are going up. Remind everybody that we have a little goal here to get 100 in the ground before the snow flies. Been talking about it since the snow is on the ground. Still yet the spring. And Jim, the flagpole guy, can take care of you. ndflagpoleguy.com, or you give him a call, and he will take very good care of you. And have you there. 701-571-FLAG is the telephone number if you prefer to call. Otherwise, you can check out the website at ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG. As I'm looking at this flag right now, this big, beautiful flag, and I love that flagpole. That's a neat look. You said it was off 1804 by where?
About 10, well, it's south of Tioga. Tioga Road goes south down to 1804.
Yeah, no, right, okay.
There know all what we're talking about there. And you just turn right, and a white, beautiful picket fence. Right behind that is the flagpole, and what a beautiful she was able to restore her grandfather's barn and house, and just beautiful, Scott.
But as I look at that, I'm looking at all American made parts too, right? It's all American made,
correct.
Right there. Yeah, everything.
You can, but in anybody that does the Facebook thing, if they don't mind going on. My Facebook page is posted on there. You can take a look at that, how the sky behind it looks like an angel to me. I don't know. It's just very touching.
Oh, it is. I'm going to put it up on my Facebook page, too, right now. It's a beautiful shot from one of my favorite places in North Dakota, not far from good old Tioga, North Dakota, for sure. All right.
If you see that pic, please take a like that pic for me. So more people can see it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. We'll get more people seeing that angel behind and that beautiful flag and all American made, and you don't get any better than that. 571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Give them a call. All right, sir. Be well.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Safe travels, and God bless you as well. But, yeah, be careful out there as you're traipsing around the fruited plain. Chuck in Minot, I want to get on here before we end. We only have about a minute left. Go ahead, Chuck. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I don't want to denigrate anything that that Mr. McCain did or anything like that, but I was curious as to how many of the POWs that were released in that area when McCain was released, how many of them were draftees? How many were corporals and privates and specialists and stuff, or were they all volunteered officers that actually wanted to be there as compared to the ones that were volunteered by their local draft boards?
And, yeah, I bet that data is available somewhere, but I don't know. I don't know where it would be, but yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like there to me that they were all high-ranking officers and stuff.
Interesting. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. I don't know the answer, but I do know this, that, you know, with the passing of Senator McCain, sadly from cancer, it's an opportunity again to focus on the POWs, the families, and that part of history. Think about ones that have not come home. God bless you. And thank you for listening to the show we call What's on Your Mind. The flagpole's going up on Facebook. Don't forget the Donald Trump event. Wow. Lots more to talk about tomorrow.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon to tell you about my friend Jeff Cummer from MineralTracker.com. He's a petroleum engineer, a veteran of the industry, and his family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly and to help them understand their future income. So they built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now. MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@royaltymatters.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.